Can one contemplate pain using the four elements, or is there a more direct way to penetrate physical pain? Many thanks for your teaching. Actually, the four elements is a really, really good way of contemplating pain, in the sense of so rather because pain it immediately goes to forming an image of what's painful, forming a very clear image of the kind of aversion to it or the fear of it. But then taking the four elements and then starting to contemplate the sensation of heat and cold, the fire element. What's happening there? How is that manifesting? What's the actual manifestation of the earth element? You know, is it, and what's the sensation around the area that is painful? Is it hard? Is it soft? Is it rough? Is it smooth? Is it heavy? Is it light? What's the quality of the feeling there? And start going into that, but also get what's the feeling of pressure, in the sense of is it pushing? Is it supporting? What's the pressure? Is it expanding? Is it contracting? What's it doing in terms of the air element? What's it feel like in terms of a sense of fluidity? Was there a flow to it? Is a flow obstructed by it? So then you're looking at it not as my painful knee, which you have visualized anatomically, and then as obviously something anatomically tearing there, and it's gonna need to go to a doctor and a hospital and all the, but just really paying attention to that. How does it manifest on that very different perspective of these elements? Oftentimes it opens up different possibilities for the experience and allows that the experience of pain. You have to be, with physical pain, you have to be, you have to take an interest in it. You also have to be you can't be too kind of cavalier and gung-ho either, in the sense of inhabiting a physical body is painful. That's a reality. But there's also sometimes when one doesn't look at, sometimes pain is actually trying to tell you something, and you should be looking after yourself in a certain way. There's a lot of the pain that we experience, just inhabiting a physical body. It can be ameliorated and attended to with mindfulness and care, and one can learn a lot from it. I spent a lot of my early years as a monk just contemplating pain. I had lots of illnesses and injuries, I really learned a lot about Dhamma. So not to be, too afraid of pain, but you want to exercise wisdom also, because I've seen monks who are just trying to shut it out and don't want to to experience it, and then it exacerbates a condition, and that's not useful. So this, I'm just thinking of one of our monks who had a burst appendix, and I mean, really, it wasn't until we got him to the hospital that, because he wasn't complaining, we took him to the hospital, and then it was sort of, oh wow, that was close.